Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
We're back. It's 7 till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure, especially when we get a chance to visit with our good friend Stephen Baum. I told you we'd get smarter when Stephen joined us, and that's exactly what's happening. He's helping us understand the practice of waiting one second, 5 seconds to after someone speaks, or before you speak, to kind of let your mind get right in gear in the proper way so you can pay attention to what the other person is saying, their body language and all that. Using that as a practice, but also as a metaphor for other ways of letting other people go first, letting other people, giving people, especially employees, the opportunity to be leaders, not just followers. As long as when you're the alpha member of your company, Stephen, that means that people are going to follow you if you require them to follow you. But if you're an alpha leader of your company, people will be leaders if you will let them do that. But you have to help them, don't you?
Absolutely. One last thing on this. What you're really doing here is you're parenting at work. And whether you like it or not, most employees see you as the dad in mm-hmm. the family of the business.
Mm-hmm.
And so they're looking to you to set the tone, to set the example, et cetera. And for those of us who have tried to make our children into independent, performing adults, productive members of society,
mm-hmm.
if you're always telling them how to think and what to do, they don't develop into leaders. And so what you're doing, whether they're 25 in your organization or 49, they're either waiting for you to tell them what to do and how to think, or they know that the ball is in their court first before you help them out. And these kinds of things are what I call the undiscussables. Their habits. And if you can just interrupt yourself long enough to try some of these techniques that Jim Blasingame and I are talking about,
mm-hmm.
it can open people's minds to do things much better. I thought, Jim, we'd talk a little bit about what the businesses are up to, what they're thinking about,
mm-hmm.
what they're focusing on in the particularly the smaller businesses that I'm working with. I think it's interesting. A lot of them have taken a clean sheet look at the business. There's so much uncertainty out there. You can either whine about it, or you can say, all right, what am I going to do in the face of this uncertainty? And I'll give you a handful of examples of some of the things they're doing. They're looking for a new product that could change the game, and they're investing some money in getting an option on
mm-hmm.
that product. They're trying to see if there's a competitor who's in a distressed condition that they can make some kind of deal with and take over
mm-hmm.
that company for a distressed price and a good deal. They are revisiting the business model, how they make money. Specifically, how do we generate the profits? And are we doing things that the customers are not paying us for and that they don't care about,
mm-hmm.
in which case we can save money?
Mm-hmm.
Are we not doing things they would pay us for? Is there a profit pool next to what we're doing that we could make money if we provided a service or product in that
area? Are we sure that we're serving our customers to the level that they will pay us for, that they may be paying others for? I had a state bank organization leader said, if our bank members would make sure all their customers had all the financial services they needed, they wouldn't need a new customer for 5 years. I believe that.
Well,
I believe that could be apply to every company.
See, but that involves a conversation with a customer that's not a sale conversation.
Exactly.
That's a conversation that as some people have said, brings us to we. What can we together do that is good for you and good for us?
Right.
And if they see you coming in selling stuff all the time,
mm-hmm.
there's never an opportunity to sit and talk about their business and listen. You don't discover that.
Well, see, when you can do that, you stop being a vendor and you start being a vendor partner.
That is probably the fighting word for anybody in a service business. If your client, and they are clients, not just customers, if your client is seeing you as a vendor, you're in trouble.
Mm-hmm.
I did a workshop with a group of guys who were the senior executives of a bank in the South, and we were talking about the vision mm-hmm. of what the bank could become if it really became customer focused. And I asked the lower ranking guys in the room, how would you know the difference if we actually arrived? And one of them said, well, I'd get the jet instead of the president when I wanted to go see a customer. And the other guy said something even more powerful. He said, I'd be in the room with my clients in their strategic planning session while the competitor waited outside
exactly.
to do a transaction.
Now, when you can get to that point, folks, and you can because I've done it, when you get to that point, you got a customer for keeps. Hey, Stephen, thanks for being here so much. So glad having you as always.
Thanks for having me, Jim.
Stephen H. Baum, ladies and gentlemen. He'll be back. I will be too. I'm Jim Blassingame. I'll see you later.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.